Usually, I am the dominant in the bedroom, and we have been enjoying the hell out of it. Tonight, we switch roles, and you are taking charge. I will be your submissive. You ask me to get out the rope, chains, paddle, and feather before we eat so they are ready. After a light meal, we go to the bedroom and you ask, "Are you ready, little one?" "Yes, ma'am," I respond enthusiastically. You smile and say, "Strip for me," in a splendid and seductive tone that makes me visibly lurch. As I begin to take off my shirt, you stop me with, "No, do it sexy," in a sultry tone that grabs my attention. "Do I get some music to dance to?" I ask with hope, a small smile on my face. "No, go on and get to it," you respond with a grin that lets me know you are already enjoying yourself. I resume taking off my shirt and slowly pull it up over my body while looking you in the eyes as you sit in your front row seat on the edge of our bed. The toys you ordered to be ready are on the dresser within your reach, and you look toward them briefly before staring deviously at me in a playful and loving way. While I turn around and bend over, pulling my pants down to moon you, your hand caresses my butt and I freeze in place. "I didn't say stop. Keep going," you order. I slowly resume and have to pull the shoes and socks off before I step out of the pants and pile them on the shirt. Your hand is gone from my ass now, and I wish to be touched again by you, with more loving pats, caresses, and massages. You giggle at my awkwardness, and I stumble a little as I get a foot out of the pant leg, and you steady me before I fall. "This is harder than it looks," I say before turning to face you in only my underwear, and you look directly at my crotch, pointing out that I am beginning to point out to you and certain portions of me like this more than I am willing to admit. "It looks like it's getting harder, too," you say before I can remove my underwear. At that point, you stop me. "No, stay still. You are my plaything tonight. I get to unwrap my package." You get up and stand in front of me, fully clothed in black slacks and boots and a short-sleeve hot pink button-up shirt, pulling a long piece of satin out of your pocket. You kiss me on the mouth quickly, then order me, "Turn around." I do as I'm told, and you blindfold me with the satin. Then you use your hands and voice to guide me to the bed. "All right, one more step. Good. Now, turn to face me and sit down, little one," you say. I do. Then you whisper in my ear, "Good boy." You tell me to lay down on my back and relax. "This is going to be fun, I think, and when I do what you say, I will be rewarded." You begin by massaging my shoulders and methodically work your way down my body. You rub and caress my arms and chest in a therapeutic way. The touch is relaxing and I feel very comfortable. You end the brief massage and tease me with a feather, lightly dragging it across my arms and chest while I shudder. Tingles running all through my body. tickling stops, and I feel you rubbing massage oil into my legs, and I can smell the pine scent that has always been relaxing to me. "Sit up and face me, little one," you say calmly. Doing as I'm told, I feel you take my hands in yours as you kiss me on the mouth. "Now we are going to stand up, and you are going to undress me while still blindfolded," you say. Then add, "You are only allowed to undress me. Any excessive touching will be punished, and I want to reward you for being my good boy, so do as you are told, okay?" Being blindfolded, I will have to do at least a little more touching than usual, and I think you are being a little mean, but okay, I say cautiously. You coax me to stand up with you, then say, "If you think I am so mean, I could always tell you to do all of that with your hands tied together if you prefer." As much as I like bondage and being a brat, I like you happy a little more. So I'll do as you ask, because we didn't negotiate any brattiness for tonight, I say with as calm a tone as I can muster. You remain silent, apparently waiting for me to do as I've been told. I ask permission to begin. "May I please begin undressing you now, ma'am?" I ask. Silence for a moment longer than I feel comfortable with before you reply. Yes, you may," you say in as sweet and encouraging of a tone as I have ever heard you use. Carefully, I reach my hand out toward the direction of the sound your voice came from and touch your shoulder as relief washes over my face. I follow the hem of your shirt and find the top button, and slowly unbutton your shirt. I then kneel and remove the boots and socks from your feet. Then I step around behind you and help you slide the shirt down your arms and off, putting it on the dresser. While behind you, I reach my arms around your body and undo the clasp on your pants and slide them down your legs, and you step out of them. I pick up your pants and put them in the shirt. Shakily, I step close to you and feel for your shoulders again and begin to walk around you when you stop. "You could unclasp the bra from where you are now, you know," you say calmly. "I might touch your boobs by mistake and you'd have to punish me." "I don't want to be punished. I want to make you happy and get rewarded and snuggles and cuddles," I say, explaining myself. "Stay there and unclasp my bra like you have done countless times in the past," you remind me. I do so nervously and excitedly, but with gusto. I remove your bra and drop it where I think the rest of the clothes are. "Good boy. Now, was that so hard?" you ask with an obvious double entendre and loads of mock innocence in your voice. "Working within the parameters you set, it actually is harder than you think," I say, trying to match your sly come on and wanting to touch what I cannot see so badly. I feel like I may be visibly shaking. I step closer to you, bump into your boobs, and back up. "That was an accident. I'm so sorry," I say as you chuckle and give me a swat on the butt with the paddle. I jump a little, more from surprise than pain. You suddenly kiss me deeply while pressing your nearly naked body into mine. I instinctually wrap my arms around you as you wrap your arms around me and you guide us to the bed. I feel the bed against the backs of my bare legs and jerk, thus breaking the kiss and putting some distance between us yet again. Do I get to remove your panties now, or can we lay down?
I ask.
You crawl over the bed and get behind me and whisper in my ear without touching me. Sit down on the edge of the bed and close your eyes under the blindfold. I do as you say, excitement dripping from every pore, anticipating what you might have in mind. The scent of your floral perfume fills my nostrils, and you straddle me, covering your crotch just above mine, teasing the snot out of me. After untying the blindfold, I hear you put it with the other toys. While kissing me passionately, you caress and rub my shoulders and back. Break the kiss briefly and say, "Open your eyes." I do, and you are kissing me again as soon as I look at you. One of your arms is around my neck, the other is stroking my hard and leaky cock while I still have both arms around your body. I am pleasantly surprised with your warm, inviting pussy enveloping my cock as you lower yourself carefully and teasing me slowly onto me. I moan into your mouth as you groan into mine. Ride me slowly and lean forward in my body, guiding me to lay down on my back. I do, and you grind into me as you ride me. You coax me to roll so I am on top of you and my stomachs. You are the dominant one tonight, remember? I say, confusion on my face. You look at me and kiss me before saying, "I like it when you are on top of me. And if it's what I want and you follow my orders, I am still the dominant one," you say confidently. "Yes, ma'am. As you wish," I respond, "and do as you wish." "Even though," you start, "I've been teasing the hell out of you and you are clearly pent up and need release." "Start slow and rub my clit with your finger a little," you moan. I lightly rub your clit and your pussy starts to clench around me. Apparently, I wasn't the only one needing a release, I say. You smile and close your eyes before pulling me close and whispering in my ear. "I can tell you are holding back, and it must be torture for you. Hold on a moment longer, all right, honey?" you pant, while wrapping your legs around me. "Okay. It ain't gonna be easy. No, I'll do my best," I hug at you between thrusts. You smile and clutch at me tighter. Then you whisper in my ear, "I'm going to come again, and I want us to come together in 3, 2, 1. Good boy." With that simple phrase, I come as your walls spasm and clench around my shaft, milking every drop of cum out of me. I lay on top of you, twitching, and we catch our breaths. We make out, and I slide to one side, still inside me. We cuddle and caress each other's backs with light touches. "That was amazing," I exclaim. You pull the covers up around us when I start to shiver and I lie my head on your boob. You wrap your arms around my shoulders and I wrap my arms around your waist. The scent of pine mixes with sex as we cuddle in each other's arms on the bed. Before falling asleep with our arms and legs tangled together, you kiss me, and I look at you.
Yeah, you huff. When do we get to do it again?